From Psalm 147, verses 1 through 11. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. For he is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the animals their food, and to the young ravens when they cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the speed of a runner. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, and those who hope in his steadfast love. The first verse of this psalm we've been reading tells us, "Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God, for he is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting." In this first verse, we pretty much get the entire purpose of the psalm summarized. The psalm's about praising God. It's going to remind us that it's good to praise God, and then it's going to tell us why it is fitting for us to praise God. Well, there are a lot of places we could direct our praise. This psalm is going to show us why it's important that we actually direct our praise to God. So then why is it fitting for us to praise God? Well, our first reason is revealed in verses 2 and 3, which says, "The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Why do we praise God? Because he cares about the small things. We praise God because he cares for us personally, especially when we're in situations when we cannot care for ourselves. He heals our wounds, mends our broken hearts, and gathers the outcasts. This psalm was originally written by the Israelites when they had returned from exile. This psalm, especially these verses, is about how God took the people when they were exiled and outcasts, stuck away from their homes and their families and their lives, and God brought them back. He healed them. He allowed them to rebuild their homes and their families and their lives. And so we praise God because God is still doing that work in our world today. God still cares deeply about the smallest and most insignificant among us. God remembers those everybody else has forgotten. God heals those who seem broken beyond repair. God makes the outcast the most important person in the room. So then, have you ever felt small or unimportant or insignificant or forgotten or broken or wounded? Well, yes, we all have. And so praise God, this psalm tells us, because in the eyes of God, you are not those things. But you're important and significant and remembered and healed. We praise God because God cares for the small things. But before we get too caught up in this idea of God caring for the small and think that God only works in the personal and the private, this psalm gives us another reason why we praise God. Because God is big. The next verses 4 and 5 say, "He determines the number of the stars. He gives to them all their names. Great is our Lord, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure." That God who brings in the outcast and heals the wounded and remembers the forgotten, that God also made all the stars and knows exactly how many there are. Think about the last time you really looked at the stars. Hope you've had a time where you've seen stars out in the middle of nowhere and it's super dark and super clear, and you can just see a ridiculous number of stars. Think about that. And then think that God made and knows each and every star. It's almost crazy to think that our God is that big and powerful and all-knowing. But that's why we praise God. Because our God is big and our God is powerful. But don't forget, God also cares about the small. The psalm goes back to the verse in this idea in verse 6. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. He casts the wicked to the ground. God doesn't just know the stars. God also knows and lifts up the down and out. God also looks out for those who are struggling. We don't praise a God who made everything and then left. We praise a God who's actively involved in our lives. The good stuff, like bringing people home. The bad stuff, like healing wounds and broken hearts. The ugly stuff, like dealing with the wicked. We praise God because he cares for the small, the downtrodden. But remember, God isn't just working in the small, everyday situation. God is also big. God is making all the universe go. The psalm goes back then to the idea of the God who's big and powerful. He covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, makes grass grow on the hills, we're told. We praise God who created it all. We praise the God of the universe, the God of heavens and of clouds, and of rain and of grass. But don't forget, God also cares about the small things. In fact, the psalm goes on to tell us the reason for all this cloud and rain and grass talk. It's because God uses all these things to care for small things. He says he gives to the animals their food and to the young ravens when they cry. This big and powerful God even cares for animals in their daily need. We praise God because God cares for even the smallest among us. We praise God because nothing is too small or too ordinary or too everyday for God. But so what, right? God cares for the small, and God is also big and powerful. How long are we just going to rotate between the two? You probably get it by now, right? It's fitting to praise God because God cares for the small and because God is big and powerful. But why does that even matter? Why do we need a God who heals the broken and knows all the stars? Well, the answer to those questions comes in the final verses that we've read. It says, his delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the speed of a runner. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Having a God who is both intimately personal and ultimately great and powerful affects how we honor God with our lives. And in case you're wondering, honoring God with our lives is pretty high up there of things we should do as we strive to honor, to follow God. It affects how God takes pleasure in us, to borrow directly from this verse. And this is all just another way of saying that it affects how we praise God. So how do we honor the God who cares about the small and is big and powerful? How do we make sure God is delighting and taking pleasure in us? Well, we don't try to honor God by impressing God with how great we are. God doesn't take pleasure in us only having everything together. We're praising a God who is both way more powerful than us and cares deeply about those less powerful among us. Part of the good news of this psalm is that God delights in us, even when we're broken and downtrodden. And dare I say it, that we actually honor God more when we praise God for healing our wounds and broken hearts than by proclaiming that we've done those things alone. Our goal in life is not to impress God with our own skill, but to praise and honor God by fearing God and hoping in God's steadfast love. It's fitting and right to praise God, because God cares about the small, and because God is really big and powerful. And as God followers, we honor God through fear and through hope. We're in awe. We're wowed by the greatness, by the power and grandeur of our God. And we hope in the steadfast love of God, who cares about the small, the forgotten, the outcast, the broken, the downtrodden. Praise God. Honor God. Hope in God.